Friends, I'm Mark Gardner with RetireWellDallas.com. And today, this month, is National Women's Month. Women throughout the world are being recognized for their contributions to society. Whether you're a homemaker, I'm going to change your title to a domestic engineer, and I hope you get a raise. But all kidding aside, do you have women who are presidents and CEOs and C-level contributing to our society in all areas, whether it be technology and medicine and so forth. And I just want to thank you for all your contributions, because every day should be National Women's Day. And we're going to talk about empowering women with the knowledge, the clarity, and a roadmap for successful retirement. Without further ado, I'd like to present Sarah Brenner. And Sarah, thank you for being on today.
Thank you so much, Mark. It is my pleasure to be here. We've known each other for several years now. It's always great to see you at our educational events. As you said, I'm the Director of Retirement Education for Ed Slot & Company. We focus on saving for retirement, primarily retirement accounts, that would be qualified plans, and IRAs. It's great to be here.
Now, I won't tell you how old I am, but I will tell you I recently came back from my high school reunion in Bel Air, Texas. And we were reminiscing about our early years. And some of the people were a little bit concerned that they didn't know anything about their retirement, because they didn't learn anything in their home. They didn't get any help in school, and they sure didn't get any help in their retirement at their offices. So we were talking about this, and perhaps you may or may not know, but since January 1st, 12,000 people turned 65. And through 2030, now we're going to face a phenomena in history that's never been before. We'll have over 70 million people turning 65. And so I kind of equate this to pin the tail of the donkey. Perhaps you may remember that as a kid, you eyed across that room, you saw that donkey, and you said, "This is a no-brainer." I did. And I said, I'm going to go get that prize. And, you know, as a kid, that was really important. But until they put a blindfold on me, spun me around the room, and the next thing I know, they said, "Walk." Well, I never won the prize. But, you know, what happened now is that some of you may be placed with a blindfold over your eyes, and it's time to take that off and learn about taxes and retirement and how this is going to affect you in your retirement. What seems so easy turned out to be a disaster, and I can tell you, I never hit that target. Similarly, pre- and post-retirement, that's what I specialize and know what a retirement should look like. And you have dreams and aspirations clearly in front of you, but you're not sure how to get there, just like pinning the tail on that donkey. And so we're going to talk today about knowing what to do starts first with knowing what not to do. And as a professional, financial professional, I have essentially the role and the responsibility to help you reach your financial goals, to get you as a pre- or post-retirement retiree to take that blindfold off, educate your retirement risk. And so I'm part of a group, Ed Slot and Company, and Ed and his team are renowned in retirement planning. And today I have the honor, a special guest on my podcast, Mrs. Sarah Brenner. Now, Sarah is a director of retirement education for the Edslot & Company Group. She's been there for 20 plus years. She answers complex and helps navigate people with a lot of IRS questions. I've called upon her many a time, and she's a writer, a contributor. She's written articles. She's been quoted in the Wall Street Journal. She's an experienced speaker. And I can tell you that not only does she know the ins and outs of the retirement planning information, she's one heck of a pro. And being part of this group, it's very prestigious. I'm considered in a master elite group, and we have to get schooled and tested a couple of times a year, and we have to go to these workshops. And, you know, I can tell you, sometimes over 400 and something pages can be, you know, like a fire hose trying to remember everything. But when I have professionals like Sarah to answer these questions and help me with my clients, I can't thank her enough. So, Sarah, when we had talked earlier, you know, this obviously is geared, not that we don't help husband and wife and men, but women in particular, because of the Secure Act 1.0 and the Secure Act 2.0, it's changed the landscape. And you had mentioned to me there's like three areas of importance that if you had to pick some of the hundreds and hundreds of questions, you kind of narrowed it down to at least three today. And would you care to share that with these folks today?
Yeah, absolutely. Women face special challenges when it comes to saving for a secure retirement. They face special challenges during retirement, trying to hold on to those retirement savings and not lose them to Uncle Sam. And then finally, they also face tremendous challenges when it comes to estate planning, making those decisions about the best way to pass the result of your lifetime of hard work, your retirement account. How are you going to pass that along to the next generation? The way I look at it, there's really three different parts that are equally important. We need to start with saving for retirement, which is, of course, very important. There's always a lot of talk about saving for retirement, but I do think that's only part of the story. We also need to focus on the second half, if you will, which is preserving those retirement savings in the golden years. And then finally, we need to talk about, okay, what's the best, most tax efficient way to pass those savings, those hard-earned savings, onto the next generation.
But, you know, taxes in retirement play a big part. I kind of have a slogan: income is the outcome that matters in the most in retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times that gets lost. You know, people get very fixated, women and men both, very fixated on accumulating a large amount. And saving for retirement is important, but equally important, as you're saying, is, you know, what comes out of that retirement account. You want to preserve it. You don't want Uncle Sam taking a large share of your hard-earned retirement dollars.
So, you know, a lot of times women face various challenges because one is that in a family, if somebody gets sick or elderly parents, it's usually put on the shoulders of the wife, and therefore her income is also less. But because of the new Secure Act 1.0 and 2.0, it seems like it's totally changed the landscape of how they're going to receive tax dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. Women have better tools than ever. And you're exactly right. Statistics do show that women are more likely to be caregivers, whether it be for young children or elderly parents. Women are more likely to drop out of the workforce and maybe spend some years, you know, raising kids, not working outside the home. So that creates some special challenges when it comes to saving for retirement. If you're working, you know, you can be contributing to your qualified plan at work, or you're putting money in your IRA. What happens if you're still working really hard, but you're not working outside the home and you're not being compensated for your labor? That does not mean that you can't save for retirement. One useful tool that is often overlooked is something called a spousal contribution to an IRA. Let's say that I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't have any taxable compensation. You might think, well, you can't save for retirement. You can't make a contribution to your retirement account, to your IRA for 2024, if you don't have your own taxable compensation. That would be incorrect. I could go ahead and make a spousal contribution if I'm married, based on my husband's taxable compensation. So I could contribute for 2024, $7,000 if I'm under age 50. If I turn age 50 at any point in 2024, I get to make a catch-up contribution, $8,000. Right now we're in March of 2024. So potentially what I could do is I could make a prior year contribution for 2023 and a current year contribution for 2024. So that's a nice little chunk of change, if we have that compensation available, my husband and I, for me to put away to save for a more secure retirement.
It also gets kind of confusing because we've been told that we should max out our retirement accounts, like our 401k plans or our SEP IRAs and so forth. But does that really make sense? Because I think you all have kind of stated it's like retirement accounts are an IOU to the government.
That's a great way of putting it, Mark. When you contribute to a traditional IRA or your 401k, all of the funds in your IRA or your 401k are most likely going to be pre-tax funds. So what that means is eventually Uncle Sam is going to want his money. So it's you know, great in the moment. You can make that traditional IRA contribution and you can get that deduction. You know, you can put money in your 401k and, you know, have a little bit less in taxable income for now, but the bill is going to come due. IRA can mean I owe you, and nobody wants to be in the business of owing Uncle Sam money. So that's a great point. And that, of course, raises the question, you know, how can you avoid that? And I got one word for you: Roth. Go Roth. With Roths, whether it be your Roth 401k plan or your Roth IRA, totally different scenario. Roths are funded with after-tax money. So you're not getting the tax break up front, but where you are getting that tax break is in retirement. When you take the money out of your Roth 401k or your Roth IRA, everything in there is going to be tax-free. So that's years and years of tax-free earnings that are accruing in those Roth accounts. We talked just a moment ago about spousal contributions. You could make a spousal contribution to a Roth IRA. So if you're a woman who happens not to be in the workforce right now, you're not working outside the home, you're not cut off from making those very valuable Roth contributions.
I kind of ask people when they get their statement at the end of the year for your 401k or your monthly statement on your IRA monies, I ask them, is this money yours or is it theirs? T-H-E capital I-R-S, because Uncle Sam is your silent partner waiting. So with that in mind, Sarah, when somebody has a 401k plan, I understand from talking with Ed and you guys, the wisdom is don't max fund it. Only fund as much as the company is matching. And there are other, depending on the age, alternative other ways that you can fund your retirement plans.
Absolutely. 401k is only part of the story. You're right. It is a very common strategy for people only to fund those accounts up to the match. Something that everyone should be looking at least thinking about, Roth conversions. If you have a lot of pre-tax money, whether it be in your plan or in your traditional IRA, you may want to consider the possibility of doing a Roth conversion, getting that money into a Roth IRA. You're going to have to pay a tax bill, right? If you go from pre-tax to after-tax. But once you do that, you'll never pay tax on those funds again. So when you reach retirement, all that money that you're taking out going to be coming out tax-free. That's good for a whole bunch of reasons. One reason is it doesn't add to your adjusted gross income. Income coming in, creating higher adjusted gross income can result in all sorts of stealth taxes in retirement, which no one wants. We hear a lot about those pesky IRMA charges. Nobody likes IRMA. With Roths, you know, you take IRMA out of the equation.
And, you know, people don't realize that depending on how much other sources of income, when they get Social Security, they could even be taxed as much as 85%. And, you know, here we save all this money, get FICA and all this other taken out of our paychecks over these years, and all of a sudden we're paying more because that money, whatever's taken out, goes to pay for Medicare.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be a trap for people. They save all their lives. They put their money in their 401k. They put their money in their traditional IRA. They think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They reach retirement. Now, once you reach retirement, you know, you may think, well, I don't need the money in my 401k. I don't need the money in my IRA. I'll just leave it there. I won't touch it. You can't do that, right? You know that, Mark. Once you reach retirement age, there's something called your required beginning date. That's when the government loses patience and they want their tax dollars. So you have to take money out every year on the government's schedule. And you mentioned Social Security. Those RMDs that are coming out, they can trigger the taxation of your Social Security benefits.
Right, right. So, you know, I had a unique situation where my father passed away at 53. My mother was 44. They began a business from scratch because World War II. Now, I was in some wars with my mother, but I didn't count because I never, but all kidding aside, back then they didn't want to work with women. And so shortly after she had to sell the business, and they did not plan ahead for a 53-year-old man with four kids, a wife, 44. And so I've dedicated my life, Sarah, to trying to help, especially women. It reminds me of another story. We have here in our city, I'm in Dallas, Tom Thumb and also Kroger. And if you buy $100 worth of groceries, you get 10 cents off your gas. So you can get as much as a dollar off your gas when you fill up. So not too long ago, I was at the filling station and at Tom Thumb, and I was filling up Sarah, and I hear this woman crying in the background. So I finished up putting gas and I walked over. You know, you have to be very careful today because you don't want to alarm somebody. And I asked her, I couldn't help but hear that maybe there's something wrong. And tears in her eyes, Sarah, she said to me, "I don't even know how to put gas in my car. My husband used to do it." Now, I'm not saying that women can't take care of themselves or don't, and so forth. All I'm saying is today's world has changed. And with the new tax laws, the Secure Act 1 and the Secure Act 2, it's changed a lot. And, excuse me, if a wife is the same age as her husband, she's got something else that she has to really be concerned about. And that's health care. Because most people don't have long-term care. And what can happen today, if the husband goes into a nursing home or a home health care, you got a problem, because it could be as much as $10,000 or more a month. And not everybody has those type of dollars, you know, to lay out. And the cost of health care go up well over 3% a year on an annual basis. So if the wife is the same age as the husband, she'll outlive him 5 to 8 years. So, you know, the important thing really is that, you know, whether it be single, widow, or divorce, women have a different tax effect. Why? Because they'll be paying taxes in a different bracket than with the husband.
Yeah, absolutely. That is true. Sometimes you hear people talk about the widow's penalty, which is a real trap if you don't do careful planning. Because while you're married, while you're both alive, you are married filing jointly. But when one spouse dies, you know, you're going to be going over to being a single filer. And what that's going to do, it's going to mean that a lot of tax breaks that you used to get, you may no longer be eligible for, and you're going to be, you know, hitting higher tax brackets sooner as a single filer. So it's definitely something to think about. And you're exactly right, Mark. Statistics do show us that women outlive men. So it's smart for women to be aware of, you know, the long run.
You know, what I really feel is important is I talked earlier about empowering women. So let's kind of delve into empowering for a moment, a roadmap to a successful retirement. E for educate, because if you don't educate yourself in financial literacy and retirement options and investment strategies, knowledge is power. I'm certain that people will agree with that. And understanding the choices is the first step towards empowerment. M for maximize. So how do you maximize your retirement savings? And you brought up about Roth conversions. And so there's a backdoor Roth conversions. And, you know, taking care of advantage of the employer matches and tax benefits are important. P for plan ahead. You know, my mother, Sarah, used to have this coaster at home, and it went, "Get around to it." And how many people get around to it? And they procrastinate. And so planning ahead can make a major difference in your life stages. So from early ages to 55 to me is a speed bumper. You know, that's kind of like you got to slow down a little bit, because you've accumulated your dollars up until this point. And from 55 to 65, now that's more in your preservation of your dollars. And once you hit 65, you know, you can adjust these parameters here, but that's your your distribution stage in your life, usually for most people.
Yeah, we like to call that period of time between 59 and a half and 73 for retirement accounts. We call that the sweet spot because that's when you have the opportunity to do a lot of very creative planning. Why? Because after 59 and a half, there's no more early distribution penalty from your retirement account. After 73 with Secure 2.0, you're going to have to start taking required minimum distributions. Secure 1, the first Secure Act bumped back the RMD age from 70 and a half to 72. Then Secure 2.0 bumped it back even further to 73. Eventually, it's going to go all the way up to 75, but that's not for a few years down the road. So what we have is a sweet spot between 59 and a half and 73, where you can do whatever you want with your retirement account. I think it's the perfect opportunity to do what you just described. You're not forced to take money out, but if you do, it will not be penalized. So that time period, you know, when you're in your early 60s or late 50s, that's your chance.
You're absolutely right. And you know, Social Security also is a big important component for many, many people. And what people don't realize is you get one chance to get it right. And if you get it wrong, depending on your work history, you could lose over $250,000 in income. So O for optimize your Social Security. And that's, I have a designation for Social Security claiming, and we help people to try to look at optimizing. Now, I will say something. There might be some women out there who are listening to this podcast, and I'd like you to listen to this. If any of you are contemplating getting a divorce under 10 years, stretch it to 10 years and a day minimum, because you can then get half of your ex-to-be husband's Social Security. I had a situation where I had a woman who worked in a family business for 25 years, and at age 50, her husband died on a racquetball court. And she looked up and she said, right before she was 62, she got married. And I'll tell you later if anybody wants to know the outcome of that. But I was able to get her money. Because at age 67, she ended up getting $2,700 a month, where she wasn't going to get anything. Now, work with professionals. I've been doing this, and I won't tell you, for four decades plus, but work with financial advisors. I've got a team of people, estate planners, tax specialists, that, you know, like Cinderella, our goal is to fit the right slipper on you so that when you do take the right steps towards your retirement, you're going to be taking that ability to look at it from the tax aspect, look at it from the opportunity to get the most with your tax dollars. E for embrace independence. So whether you be a single, a widow, or a divorced woman, you need to take control of your financial destiny and build a secure future. And R for reinvent yourself. Reinvent yourself during retirement. Pursue your passions, your hobbies, your part-time work, retirement and the opportunity for personal growth and fulfillment. And R for going out and not feeling embarrassed, but being able to ask the right questions. Friends, I want to raise a cheer to Sarah Brenner, an IRA analyst, specialist, attorney with a wealth of experience. Today, she highlighted three crucial areas of concern for women in retirement. And I've been working with Sarah now for about 15 years, give or take. So when you're having fun, you can't even tell how the time passes. But every single time she's been able to field calls and answer my clients' questions.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So if you like this episode, I want you to feel free to contact me. I'm Mark Gardner at retirewelldallas.com, or you can call me at 214-762-2327. Our goal is to empower begins with knowledge, action, and supportive community to help women make the best choices possible for their retirement. And don't go into it blindfolded. Let us take that blindfold off and help you get a better retirement plan. Thank you again. We'll see you next time on our next podcast. All the best. Mark Gardner. Bye, y'all.